And Elizabeth. And with me is co-host Samantha,
Hello.
who's holding space. And welcome, Dee. We're glad you could make it. And welcome to all of those who are listening to the audio recording. Again, we're glad you could make it. Now, if you have anything that comes up during the meeting, and you want keep your feet on the ground. And you follow along either with your eyes open or closed, depending on what I'm requesting, where we are in the meditation. So, welcome. 1406. Do you have a name? Can I rename you with your name? Hello? Are you on a phone? Are you muted, maybe?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. What's your name?
Stacy?
Stacy. Okay, I'm going to rename you.
Do
Welcome,
I need to hit something
Stacy.
different?
No, you're great. You came in on a phone, so you don't have the same capabilities. So,
Oh, okay.
I'm just for those of us who are here in the classroom with a screen on Zoom, I'm renaming you, and welcome Jen to you as well. We're glad you could make it. I'll review what we just started to discuss, which is I'm host, Reverend Elizabeth Eales, and with me is co-host.
Hi, I'm Samantha.
So we're glad you could make it. And we've already greeted those who might be listening to the audio recording. We're glad you could make it. And we ask that you follow along with your eyes open or closed as requested and keep your feet on the ground. It helps you to remain in the body and get as much as possible from the meditation. All right, with that, you can close your eyes if you'd like, but you can also keep them open. I'd like to talk about our classroom. So, as you know, we're about three quarters of the way through the year. We're getting close, or we're still in summer, so it's not quite three quarters. It's still very warm in most of the places where we live, and our classroom is surrounded by trees. They look like tall guards over the classroom, and it's towards the end of the day, so the lights are dimming, and when there's little white lights strung up above the classroom to add a little light. And we're all sitting in folded chairs, although Samantha and I are technically standing. And there are animals around us on the edge of the classroom. So some of them are little baby deers, some are turkeys, some are squirrels. You might hear them moving around from time to time. Oh, we've also got a cat. You may have already heard that cat meowing. And then there's some dragonflies. And oh, and something else that you might find of interest. We have got flower water around the room in pitchers. So, if you're feeling thirsty, you could go get yourself some flower water and have a little refreshment. So, with that, let's move on to the main piece of why we're here, our meditation. So, while Samantha and I set the energy, we're setting the energy in a number of ways for you to accept, receive, be light, be amused, and have some fun. So while we do that, we're going to, oh, and there's also a nurturing. sense here. You know, the world is a bit of a funny place these days. So that vibration is also set. We saw that come in. And so, why we set that energy, we're going to walk you through using grounding cords and bringing in golden suns. Also, allow yourself to see body and spirit coming together, what that could mean for you. And I'll tell a bunch of stories about some of what it's meant for me. And we'll see if you see anything that you'd like that could work for you. And then there'll be thanks and some ideas for possible next steps. So now prepare yourself. If you aren't already, sit down. Have your feet on the floor. Hands on your knees or chair arms, of course. And close your eyes. And just move your attention right behind your eyes. That's a place for seeing. Even with your eyes closed, you can allow yourself to see and breathe deeply, an important component of being alive. All right. And so to begin, allow yourself to see a connection from the base of your spine all the way to the center of the planet. And that can look like anything you choose. Sometimes I like to put cartoons on my grounding cord. One of the ones that I remember was the Road Runner. The little beep beep, you might remember that. There's also Scooby-Doo. I have a dog named Scooby, so that's pertinent for me. There's also Peanuts. You might remember the Peanuts cast with Snoopy and Linus and Charlie Brown. But there's other things. There could be a waterfall, a rainbow, a tree. Whatever works for you, just see that image going from the base of your spine to the center of the planet, and then you can put it on release. Release anything that's not you, release anything that's old. Release anything in past time. Why do you still need that hanging around? All right. And now call yourself back and allow yourself to see a great big huge sun above your head. It's big and bright. It's a container. So you see that image. And then with your intention, call back your own energy. Wherever you might have left it. This can be in the beginning, kind of a funny concept. What do you mean? Where did I leave my energy? Well, it may surprise you, but sometimes we leave our energy various places. Maybe we think about a place, we hear about a flood someplace, or we've been someplace traveling, or in our day-to-day life, and we leave our energy. So just imagine it flowing back to you. No effort. You're doing this. This is energy work. You're doing this with your intention. And you can see it flowing back, either just being pulled back all immediately or just the rays running back, whatever works for you. And so that's there. That's you in that sun. You can open a little hole. Maybe you like to pop it with your finger. And allow it to flow into the top of your head. Filling up your head, continuing down into your arms and torso, and now into your legs, all the way to your feet, filling every cell, and then out into your aura, that energy field around you. Let's do one more. Being present is a first step to allowing yourself to see. So again, see that big, vibrant golden sun above the head. And that's gold color is the sun, yellow gold. So just see whatever you see in terms of a sun yellow gold. And send it with something you'd like. Maybe that's allowing miracles. Maybe that's just being tuned into yourself. Maybe it's just seeing. Something else we love is amusement, because that can help things really flow. And then again, pop that little hole at the bottom of that sun and watch it flow into you. Again, your head, your shoulders, your torso, your legs, to your feet and your fingers, every cell in your body, and then spilling out into your aura. That's wonderful. Looking good, looking brighter. Okay. We're setting the energy, as I mentioned, and creating space energetically to make it easier for you to see. And why do we want to do this? Well, spirit creates energetically, but the body is so critical. That's where you live and experience the world. And you are part of the universe, and there are many opportunities here. And we're going to focus tonight on the universe's bounty of the spirit and body together. Again, imagine your attention behind your eyes. I'm going to walk you through some questions and tell you some stories that relate to experiences I've had. And when I ask you the questions, you can look and see what you might see, or after my examples, you can look and see what might be true for you. Again, allowing yourself to see. So here's a question that relates to our seventh chakra. That is an energy chakra that sits above our head. So what do you know the universe could give you with spirit and body together? So knowing, just something you know, it's there, it's information for you. So one thing the seventh chakra can do is awareness of the bigger picture. I'll tell you a story. So I started my spiritual journey long ago in California. But you know, I was a little dormant for a while, and I resumed it about 12 years ago, and I took a few programs. I got a lot out of those programs. And one thing that was great about the timing was that when I was ready to retire, I was also ready to teach. And I've had so much fun teaching in retirement. So I didn't consciously think I want to be ready for retirement and have something to do. It was just something that I knew within myself or my spiritual self. So, what is it that you might know that might benefit you? Give yourself a minute and allow yourself to see. If you don't see anything, that's okay. Like I said, Samantha and I are setting the energy, we're transforming energy. So if you don't see it immediately, you may see it later. Okay, so that's the seventh chakra. So let's go down to the sixth. This is right at the brow. And this is partially what we're doing right now. We're allowing ourselves to see inside ourselves with our eyes closed. What do you see the universe could give you with spirit and body together? Example, I just gave you a big hint, clear seeing. So I'll tell you a story This is something that really happened to me. So, almost 20 years ago, I bought a fuel efficient car. Now, it had some features I wanted, like I have a dog, as I mentioned, and I wanted to be able to fold down the seats and have a hatchback. And the car had those qualities. I was thinking I want to have fun in my car with my dog. But you know what? It's paid off so much more than I ever anticipated because I still have that fuel efficient car. And that is a really good value because, of course, I paid it off a long ago. And I still love that car. So when I remember when I first saw that car, I thought, oh, I love the styling of that car. And I really believe in that fuel efficiency. I'm into that kind of thing. But it was more than that, because here I still own it and still love it. So that's an example of clear seeing. So you can look now for yourself. Again, your attention's behind your eyes. What could you have with spirit and body together with clear seeing? What would you see? And when I say spirit and body together, let me just define that a little bit more. So, spirit is actually separate from the body. And when it sits within the body and the two are aligned, oh my goodness, there's so much you can do. So, again, I ask you that question. Do you see the universe could give you with spirit and body together? All right, let's move on. So now we're going to the fifth chakra that's at the throat. Gifts could the universe give you with spirit and body together? Example: unfettered creativity and communication. So I'll tell you another story. I love to write. I use it in many ways. One of the ways I used it when I was still working, so to speak, is I wrote a lot of memos actually that were beneficial to me, and I really focused on, how can I communicate effectively? So I was writing, which is creative. I was also communicating, and that was really helpful to me. And of course, I use it now in teaching. And then if there's the other benefit of communicate with others. So that's one example of creativity. There are many others. So what could you have with your creativity with spirit and body together? This could be something you already have, and maybe you do more of it. Gardening, working on cars, taking care of your house, decorating your house. Maybe you do art. So just allow yourself to see that. Now we're moving on to the fourth. The fourth chakra is, guess what, right at the heart. And it's largely about affinity. So, what would be an affinity with you that the universe could give you with spirit and body together? I'll give you an example. Here we go. So you could recognize who or what's in affinity with you. So, that could be anything, other people, a spouse, for example, friends, companion animals, co-workers. And it can go beyond people. It can go into the things you have in your life, a car, clothes you wear. So just allow yourself to look and see the affinity you could have for yourself with spirit and body together. And what we see is valid. It doesn't have to be set in stone, though, because we can change. We're spirit. We change usually, easily. All right, moving on to the third. We've got to be mindful of time here. So the third is what you might say it's between the heart and the belly button. And that is related to energetic flow and also what you might call personal power, empowerment, willpower. So, with the universe's bounteous spirit and body together, what would really energize you? A measure of empowerment. So, I'll just give you some examples for me. Some of those are using psychic tools, healing. I do enjoy healing with a guide, doing multiple things at once. I'm also a reader, as well as a healer and a teacher. And actually, when I read, I like to do all three. I'm not trying to heal them with my guide when I'm doing the reading. I'm more just saying hello to things, and I'm seeing that at times that allows them to heal themselves. So I see things, I point them out. So that's an example for me, and that does energize me. What do you see for yourself? What would energize you with spirit and body together? And again, this is not a test. See what you see. All right, moving on to the second. What universe's bounty of spirit and body would feel good and feed you emotionally? Example, seeing others prosper. Now, this is, my example. For me, I like to eat delicious food, and when I go out, I do enjoy giving a nice little tip. And I have noticed it pays off for me for sure in better service. But the other thing is, I do get a kick out of people's response. That feels good to me. So I like to do that. So look at what's right for you, what would feel good and feed you emotionally with spirit and body together. All right, we have to move on here to the first. Oh, and I should have mentioned the second is right below the belly button. So now we're going down to the first. Where is that? Right where you connected your grounding cord, the base of your spine. It's connected with physical well-being. So great examples of that are sleep, healthy food, exercise, more water. We have the flower water around the room. And here's an example from my life. I developed a water habit or a liquids habit, non-caffeinated liquids habit. It was sometime before the pandemic. And I was felt so lucky during the pandemic because I did have to get out and about amongst people to a certain extent, not a lot, but to a certain extent. And I still had my liquid habit. And you know what? I'm not aware that I got COVID-19 during the pandemic. So I felt pretty lucky. And that was certainly a benefit for me with my spirit and body together, supporting my physical well-being. So you've heard my stories. So allow yourself to look at yours. And as you're doing that, just release with your grounding cord. Release anything in your way of having your spirit and body together and having creating miracles for yourself. And call back some golden suns. You can do one giant one, or you could do a few. Let's go with the big one. Call back all your energy. Allow it to be there, big and gold and bright. And just with your intention, add in having and owning spirit and body. And then create a little hole at the bottom with your finger. Allow it to flow into your head, your arms and torso, your legs, every cell down to your feet and out into your aura. And one more. Big golden sun. And let's set in there validation. You can validate yourself with golden suns. In fact, that's recommended. Why not? Who else is the best judge of you? Allow that to grow big and bright. Put a little hole in it and allow it to pour into your head, your arms, your torso, your legs, down to your feet, and out into your aura. And moving forward, I'd like to encourage you in some next steps. Continue to see your spirit and body together. Whatever ch chakra you use, the seventh down to the first, just see yourself. Put your energy behind your eyes, your focus, your attention behind your eyes. Allow yourself to see that spirit and body together. If you'd like, you can record what you see, in some fashion. You could take notes in your phone, you could take notes on paper, you can draw a picture, you can even do a recording. And I'll also just say that putting down that grounding cord and bringing in the golden suns as first steps is very helpful. So it would be ground, golden suns, envision spirit and body together. See that universe's bounty. Record and take whatever steps you want to take. I mean, there are many different steps you can take, of course, including implementation of something that you might have seen today or later on, of course. And Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii can help if you're interested. We do have a number of classes we offer. Those are on the website at clairvoyanthawaii.com under events. You're always welcome in the monthly meditation. There's introduction to clairvoyance, there's healing clinics. And then we have our progression of classes from Clairvoyant Foundations on up through developing clairvoyant mastery, which some of you have taken. And even beyond that, there are graduate training programs. So there's a lot to offer. And in those programs, all of them, I can assure you, you're working on bringing spirit and body together. So thank you all for coming. We've really enjoyed having you. And we look forward to seeing you around Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii, whatever activity you might choose to attend. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Hi, Jen. Did you?